are kicking off the third hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting different news items or videos or blog posts, whatever it is you find online that you think's interesting, you think our listeners might enjoy. You submit it to the website, and then other listeners vote up or vote down on whether they like or dislike, and the most liked of the different items will make it to the front page and the top of our website. It's all free, and it's fun. So head over to freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls. Coming up, Mark, you've got an email to share, plus Dale, you want to talk about alternatives to copyright. But first, your phone calls and the fun. We go to Davi, listening in California on the Amp Lines. Hello, Davi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about a caller you had a couple of days ago named Hamid, who called in about civilian deaths in Pakistan.
Okay, sure.
I don't know if do you remember this call?
Yes, vaguely. Please recap.
Well, he had a very thick accent, and he called in to talk about, I think, drone attacks in Pakistan, and he had some numbers about the numbers of civilian deaths and things like that. And then you hung up on him. He said shirt.
Did he? It didn't sound like shirt.
He thought he said something else.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, I mean, like, it's commendable what he's doing. But when he opened the call, he said, I love the founding fathers. I read their writings. I love America. And there's this, like, tendency that I've noticed, especially with immigrants, that they feel they have to drape themselves in the flag if they're going to, like criticize anything about this country.
Mm-hmm. But do you understand why they might do that?
I mean, I absolutely do.
I get where you're coming from, but it's like this, right? Like, your wife might be a big old B word, right? And you can call her a B word if you want to call her a B word. However, if I go and call her a B word, then
you have to say all the nice things about her first,
right?
Hey, you say she's really sweet and this and that, you know, or she's really intelligent and
love that wart on her nose and the way she stirs that cauldron. Nobody could do it like she does. So
I'm not criticizing her for doing it. Like, I feel the pressure to do it too because I'm a Muslim and that's just the way the culture is right now. But I think I know why it is. And it's something I've observed in a lot of the immigrant community is that when they go through the immigration process, they have to take a civics test in order to become an immigrant. And
yes,
that civics test is your, like, elementary school level American propaganda. So when you guys said, what did you think of the genocide? He was totally confused. He'd never heard anything like that before in his life. And so, like, for me, like, I think you have to keep that in mind when you're talking to immigrants, that they have the party line American propaganda of what this country's history is.
Yeah, they sure do.
So I just wanted to, but it's just an observation. I want to say one other thing about foreign aid, because I've been reading about Somalia a lot lately because it's just really interesting. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the violence in Somalia right now is because there's this huge, like, account of cash of foreign aid for any group that can claim to be the legitimate government of Somalia.
Pretty much true.
Like, there is no government of Somalia. So the first group that can manage to be the big gang that kills all the other ones, they get a huge sum of foreign aid from countries like us.
A reward
for
tyranny.
And so we created the incentive for the violence in that country.
Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, not just us, like the UN, all of them. So, I mean, this happens any country where there is foreign aid going. You know that you're creating an incentive for people to want to control that government more than the natural resources of that land. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's a very interesting observation. We've known about Somalia for a while that in the absence of their national government, people like the UN have been busily attempting to foist a government upon the people of Somalia, and many of them do not want that to happen. And I think it's interesting you bring up that as an extra incentive as to the warring factors that are at play there, the extra money.
So, I mean, the fact that the foreign aid goes to the governments of those land and not to the people of any land, all it is that it means that there's more incentive for violence to control that government.
Well,
more incentive for that government to be violent.
Thanks for that, Davi. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. 9231. So Dale, let's go back to the copyright discussion. I know you had some alternatives you wanted
to. Well, when I say alternatives, I know a lot of people have notions of how to implement free market copyrights with contracts and things like that. But I don't even mean that. I mean, I'd like to even step further outside of that box and stop thinking in terms of how am I going to have these protections on my ideas and think of it in terms of just how do you compete in a marketplace where it doesn't exist. And I think there's lots of ways to do that. It may not be what you – and I find that people who really want to defend it, you know, copyrights and patents and regulations on business and all these status inventions benefit the people who are in power, who have control, who own a significant share of the market and want to hold on to it more than anyone else. Because, you know, if you want to take up a copyright issue, you better have a lot of lawyers. You better have more money than whoever it is you're suing, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's like patents and copyrights and things like that aren't going to help the little guy who's trying to get noticed. The little guy who wants to get noticed wants his stuff all over the place. It's someone who's already got a great market share and plenty of money for commercials and plenty of money for promotions that wants to promote their thing and not let anyone else compete against them in it, right?
So what are the alternatives?
I think that, you know, I think people need to be thinking in terms of, okay, how do I promote my stuff, get people to be a fan of me, and then things like any new books I put out, you know, you can say, well, I'm going to release this book after I sell so many. You sell a book and get people to like it, and you say, okay, the sequel to this book, I'm going to release it after I sell a certain number of, you know, pre-sold copies. That's when I'm going to release the book. And then you've got like an initial market share right away. You've got people who
pre-sold copies is easy if you've got some. Oh, I think that maybe Stephen King, Piers Anthony, authors like that would be able to pull off the pre-sold copy.
But then again, I mean, it depends on if you're a small author, you might have a small following of people that are willing to pay for your work. You know, the thing is, how much money do you want to make on it? I know there's the notion, again, if you have, in the current market setting, you have people who, if you're working through a big publisher and you have the benefit of being able to sue the pants off of anyone who tries to compete with you, yeah, you can have this huge market share and make millions of dollars, but is that a realistic thing in a free market? You know,
there's
autographing copies of your books and things like that. There's the idea of, I think a lot of people want the legitimate, what they think of as the legitimate, we call it the authentic, which I think is a valid word, an authentic copy of the book produced by whoever produced the work. And that's an authentic copy, just like saying, you know, a t-shirt that's an authentic, Olympics t-shirt, for instance, that's valuable to some people. They want to make sure they're getting the authentic version of a t-shirt. And not a so-called pirated version of a t-shirt.
There's instances where people don't want the authentic copy. I mean, for instance, when I was going to go to a Michael Moore movie in the theater, and I was figuring out how can I go to this movie without giving any money to this, you know, fat socialist.
I have the same attitude.
And so I thought about it. Hey, I could buy a ticket to the other movie that they have in the theater and then just walk into this one and watch it.
Yeah. And that's the free market. That's you have to deal with that. That's the reality, is that, you know, you have people that want to support you and your art, and you can also, and there's also the notion, I think, you have to understand, I'm coming from the point of view of someone who is a producer of art, a producer of writings, and a producer of software. And now I'm about to go into films. All
As
of these
there's film
are
left.
these are all things that I should be invested in the notion of copyright based on that.
Well,
but
you're invested in the idea.
As a software person, I want to talk about that. There's the notion of selling services instead of selling a piece of software per se. A company might need software that's tailored to their specific needs. And that might not be valuable to other people. It's specifically valuable to that company.
Extraordinarily
valuable. You sell the service of tailoring some software to some specific needs.
And servicing that software.
And servicing it.
Because you always need somebody on tech support to say, all right, push F1.
And a company that wants a logo made, for instance, they want their logo spread far and wide. They want to brand themselves. It's not an issue of copyright, but they need to hire someone to produce a very specific design. And you're selling a service of producing something instead of putting something out and then trying to sell copies of it.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Hey. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo show they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself, and if you are a lady listener, you can get involved. All the details are there, trine.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. The search engine won't be taking your data and advertising back to you based on it or anything like that. They won't be turning it over to the government for whatever reason. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. It is just as easy and just as useful as any of the other search engines at startpage.com.
All right. Plus, I get the proxy thing, which
yeah, the proxy
is really
thing,
awesome.
Which normally you pay for.
So when you do a search at StartPage and they come up with the results and you want to go to one of them, you can actually click through. You can go regular if you want, or you can go through their proxy, which gives you anonymous surfing as well as anonymous searching. So pretty cool. So we continue here. Dale is with us from anarchyinyourhead.com. Illuminating some suggested alternatives, some maybe free marketplace.
I know the alternatives exist. I know people make money without that. I know that there's the example of Radiohead without the benefit of the violence of copyright. And I know that Radiohead, for instance, released an album for free and just said, hey, give us donations if you like it. And they got more money than they've ever made on an album before because they skipped the middleman. You know, the huge record companies that usually hold a monopoly via copyright on production, and they can just rake in the cash. Radiohead just skipped them and said, "Here, we're just going to release this album." And they were famous enough that helped.
That helps, yeah.
But they were able to just release an album and say, "Hey, give us donations," and they made more money than ever. They skipped the middleman. You know, and
brilliant proof of concept.
So you can make money. There are people who want authentic copies, and an authentic copy cannot be reproduced by someone else without fraud. You have to involve fraud. So, you know, there's people who say, I want an authentic copy from the person who produced this. I want maybe a book by this author where he signed it. And, you know, and you can always make prints of an original painting. The prints are never going to be as valuable as the original painting.
Well, what's interesting is it's the value of authenticity or the original, for instance, mm-hmm. doesn't just apply to creative works that we're talking about here in this particular discussion. Dr. Mary Ruard from Healing Our World, she's the author of that book. When she was giving her a talk about one of her talks about how she's got a lot of experience. She works professionally in the pharmaceutical field or the medical field, I think. And she was talking about how prior to patents coming out, that the incentive to get a drug to marketplace wasn't that they had some sort of protection, because they didn't. The incentive was to be the first to market the product. So Bayer or whoever it was
that came up with an excellent case for that.
Whoever it was that came up with aspirin first. I mean,
and how much of a market share you can corner without, you know, just by being first, getting out there and getting your stuff out there first.
And you'd think with
massive.
something like aspirin, like who cares, right? It's just aspirin. But people reward that first person to the market, and it happened again.
It's not necessarily a conscious thing. It's just the way it happens. That you get name recognition, you get mm-hmm. the first out and everything. And again, a lot of people. A part of this too is people want to be able to charge exorbitant prices that they think they deserve, and that someone else shouldn't be able to undercut them and sell it cheaper. But that's the free market too.
You know,
keep your prices reasonable. And a lot of people, I think, will pay. And this is another thing that I think shows in the market, because there are people out there that I've used BitTorrent. I also bought a lot of movies. I can go BitTorrent just about any movie I want to see, and yet I go out and I buy DVDs. I don't have a moral implication. I don't have any moral issues with BitTorrenting something I want to see, but I like the convenience and practicality if it's reasonably priced. I don't buy them usually. I don't buy $20 DVDs. I buy used ones from the video store, or I buy them on sale, brand new, things like that.
Okay. I will watch on Torrent. And then if I like a product that I see on Torrent, like, for instance, Dexter.
Yeah.
I really like the television show Dexter. And so I've watched it all on Torrent. And then I saw the opportunity to pick up a Blu-ray version of it. And so I went ahead and just bought it. I've never even opened the damn Blu-ray. I just wanted to throw some money at it.
The thing is, I think what it comes down to is everybody knows this doesn't just apply to intellectual works. But anytime you increase your market share – exponentially the lower you're able to make the price. You broaden out the number of people who can afford it and who you know, people have a certain, maybe a desire for the product, but not until it hits a certain sort of affordable price.
Absolutely.
And I think that I feel like a lot of music producers, a lot of entertainment producers have been able to demand a certain price, and they want to keep doing that when in fact I think it's overpriced. For something that you can instantly reproduce, even if you're the only one who can do it, you can instantly stamp out like insane amounts of copies of a certain movie, you will get a tremendous market share just by making it a reasonable price, just because people don't want to go and wait to download a BitTorrent, and because the BitTorrent, they didn't have to burn it to a DVD, and then
or it's not the same quality.
Yeah, and it's not going to be the same quality most of the time, and even if it is, there's just the hassle of it.
Sure.
You know, and people will pay for the convenience if you give them a reasonable price. And I think what like those people want is they don't want to, you know, you can even charge a little more for an authentic copy.
Right.
Want
the flashy product. They want the,
I think that this authentic copy thing that you make is very, very important, because we're talking. You've said that essentially that making a fraudulent trademark would be considered fraud on the person who purchased it. Is that about what you were saying before?
Well, you can show harm there.
Right.
That's
okay.
The point.
Right. Understood.
You know, you lied to me to get me to buy your product.
A certain amount of people, and I say a large amount of people in the marketplace, believe in intellectual property to some extent or another. So if those people sort of stay banded together the same way that the American Family Council does, that hassles the FCC all the time, you know, put together an organization that says we're going to go after anybody who, you know, makes some kind of trademark that isn't in fact their trademark. So if Dexter, for instance, somebody decides to take the Dexter series and print it up themselves and put it in a box and market it as Dexter, people partially understand Dexter as Dexter based on the font that they use, the color of the font, you know, the whole trademark that goes into it, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you get together this, you know, these people in this organization, every one of them brings together the fraudsters that that faked their copy of you know, this licensed copy of Dexter, and they went after these people in an arbitration center. Even if it was a small ruling for each one of them, it would be a huge amount that would put anybody under for trying to copy people's work.
Plus, the marketplace has built-in mechanisms that help with this already. For instance, you know, Walmart won't take products that haven't been UL certified. In the same way, you know, a Blockbuster video store, if you come to them and you say, "Look, this isn't the real Dexter," then they're not gonna take that, because they want to have the reputation.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they want to have a good reputation with the people that produce. I think that companies with a good reputation, if a big company rises up.
I don't think this argument holds water. Yes, I think that the companies today would do that. However, I think another company could rise up and say, "We're just going to fake all this stuff, and we're going to make a fortune doing it."
The big lots of you know, there could be.
I don't even think it'll necessarily be a big lots. What if it's the borders of faking?
Maybe that's possible, Mark. But it seems to me that there would be ways for those companies to ensure that they get the placement they're looking for and that they get their product out.
I think they
out.
Could by charging people with fraud.
Okay, I see where you're coming from on that, but I think there'd be more creative ways to go about it.
Oh, I'm sure that they would do that too,
like with reputation and things like that. And also, you know, if you produce Dexter, then you have, you know, Michael,
well,
whatever
what
his
they
name
say
is.
A copy.
He can do interviews and stuff. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on our email updates list, Twitter, Facebook. You pick it. Take it how you want it over at news.freetalklive.com. And the School Sucks podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation, because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue here, there's a little bit more, I think, to this discussion about alternatives to copyright distribution models that are perhaps a little different from what things have been used to. And we're in the midst of a discussion, and I want to get back to the phone calls here, but I just want to make sure we can wrap this up. The discussion about this kind of cheap Big Lots style store that you say, Mark, would pop up.
I would describe it as a place where they're basically selling you the service of, you know, what you would normally do is BitTorrent the thing and burn it yourself, and you wouldn't have a nice printed color cover on your DVD.
Right, they don't
have it. You could watch it just fine.
Yeah, it'd be the big version of the guys on the street in New York City that sell you that
stuff.
They'd
be selling that service, and they'd be up front. No, this isn't the authentic copy from the producers. This is, we just copied it, and we're doing it for you, and here's a cheap version version, cheaper version of the DVD.
Right,
but
everybody
would
know.
But the authentic copy that, you know, have it stamped like a it's almost like a notary, but specifically for the, you know, mass produced for these, for the, you know, by some company that you know, uses this sort of difficult to forge stamp or whatever, and does that and makes it authentic, and then the market, because there's not this unreasonable notion that no one else is allowed to compete with you, the market can keep your prices down. You keep those authentic copies reasonably priced. You can still charge more for them because they're authentic copies, mm-hmm. and get a significant market share. You're not going to have all the market share. There's going to be people who just can't afford that, and
they don't have all the market share.
Version.
All the market share now.
Well,
there are,
right.
I mean, there are books out there right now today that I would buy if they were at a lower price point. I mean, and that much is clear. Also, people sell in the book industry. You probably don't know this. There's these. I think they're called rip-offs or something, where the cover is ripped off, and they sell the.
You're not supposed to sell those.
I understand,
right.
But they're sold.
There's
right?
a gray market competition in intellectual property.
There's used ones on Amazon. You can go to used bookstores. Mm-hmm. There's bookstores that take over stocks. So, I mean, authors don't get the 100% of their market share today. And right. I think, and we could all agree here, you know, you and I hashed it out during the break, as long as you're talking about not fooling the public at all, that there's nobody out there wandering around thinking they got an authentic copy, or, you know, where when they didn't, then I think that's a fair and just
like
world.
I said, I take issue with fraud. I do. And I think there's harm there. If someone thinks they're getting an authentic copy, then and they pay for what they think is an authentic copy, then I feel like they have been defrauded, and there's harm there, and they can justify restitution for that. And you could even see a class action type lawsuit of a whole bunch of consumers bought something thinking it was authentic, and this company was cranking out copies that weren't authentic. And claiming that they were authentic copies and not, you know, not being upfront. No, this isn't an authentic copy. We just did it cheaper than them.
Yeah, everybody's going to find out real quick. I mean, if you open up a store where you're selling the fake Dexter, the ripoff version of Dexter, trying to essentially put it forth as though it's the real deal. I mean, word's going to get around real quick that this is essentially Ripoffs Are Us that has just opened up. But some people wouldn't care about that.
But
that's fine. The people that don't care aren't defrauded.
Whether it was authentic or not.
The people that don't care.
They got what they wanted.
The people that don't care about ripoffs, they're not likely to buy the authentic version. You look at the name brands like Gucci and the Burberry and these other very expensive name brands. Many of these people that go to these little parties that they have, like somebody will show up at somebody's house, they spread the word that they're going to have one of these ripoff parties, like Chinese ripoff parties, and people come there and they buy these $40 versions of what would otherwise cost them
$400. Yeah, but there are differences with those, and people can tell them. You know, I mean,
the experts can tell them, but not everybody
can
tell.
Some people are okay.
The people that can't tell don't know, right? I don't even know what Burberry is. I've seen like one video on YouTube or something goes Burberry.
But that's dumb and weird. Because you don't know, you probably also don't care.
Right, I don't know and don't care.
Burberry.
So you're not getting me. So but the people that know a knockoff from the real thing, they know and they would care. So those are the people you're trying to fool. And what I'm telling you is it's fraudulent to purport your product as something it isn't. So if, for instance, you've got the Dexter season 2 and it has the same picture on it as the other Dexter mm-hmm. season, the real Dexter season 2, and it has the same font and all those things, that is unacceptable and that is fraud. However, if you've got the Dexter season 2 and it just says Dexter in some font that isn't the Dexter font and a different color,
or it's a Sharpie marker.
I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree because as Dale pointed out, the authentic copy could have some sort of hologram or something that's very unique to it that the other product wouldn't have.
The point is whoever's selling it and if they're trying to pawn it off, if they're trying to counterfeit the real thing and pawn it off as if it's an authentic copy. Yes, that's fraud.
So, and exactly how is it fraud? How is that person harmed, the person who purchased it?
They were sold something with a lie. They were paying a certain amount for what they believed something to be, and it wasn't what they believed
it to
be.
Now, if they were bought a Burberry coat or whatever, I don't know what Burberry makes, all right? If they bought a Burberry hat, I've seen those. I know that they exist.
Okay.
If they bought a Burberry hat, and I saw a Burberry hat on their head, and it wasn't really a Burberry hat. They bought a knockoff Burberry hat, and I saw it on their head. I thought it was the real thing. Do I have some claim?
How were you harmed? Explain how you were harmed by
explain
that.
To me how the person who was sold a fake Burberry as a real Burberry is harmed.
Well, they paid money for it. They paid money for thinking they were getting a certain
right,
thing.
So it's all in their head.
You can, the but you can tell me how much damage there was. I paid $40 thinking I was getting an authentic Burberry.
You got a hat.
Getting
it's,
a great
same,
deal.
It's the same hat. I mean, what's the difference?
It's not the same hat. They make it cheaper.
It doesn't matter. That's not even the issue. The issue is they were told it was one thing and it wasn't. They were defrauded.
I'm defrauded by thinking that your hat might be Burberry.
Okay, how much harm was done to you by that?
I invested emotions.
Just go to court. No, fine. Go to an arbitrator and convince an arbitrator, a third party.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
To put
that's
a financial, some kind of number on the harm that was done.
Is that you're making this argument against intellectual property as one individual, when in fact society will make society in the form of arbitrators.
I understand that. I understand that. I'm making an argument for a rational approach to harm. I'm making an argument for a rational approach to, if you think that you are entitled to something, then show me how you were harmed. If you feel like you're entitled to some sort of restitution, show me the harm. And if you say, well, I felt like I felt like I should have had
I went on a date
a
with this girl because she was wearing a Burberry hat, and I
felt entitled to make all the money on this product, and no one else would be able to make the money on the product. I'm sorry, but that's not a convincing argument to me.
That's not a convincing argument. I agree. You're not going to make all the money on that product. What I have presented you with is entirely different arguments than that, and I don't feel that you've successfully worked your way around those.
All you have to do is explain to me and objectify to me how you were harmed by seeing a hat that you thought was Burberry.
I went on a date with this girl.
This is like, oh, I saw a nude person. I don't want to see
wealthy.
A nude person.
I thought she was a wealthy girl. I spent my time and my energy. My energy is worth $100 an hour.
Like the rape by deception thing, Mark?
This was the rape by deception.
I'm just telling you.
This is the Jewish person who thought they were having sex with another Jewish person. And in fact, they were Muslim. And you can make the case. I mean, she might have a case. I don't know.
This is the same argument, though, that the person would have that bought the Burberry hat thinking it was a real Burberry hat.
Well, sue that woman who wore a Burberry hat or a Burberry-looking hat so that she could make you think she was wealthy, and you had sex with her because you thought she was wealthy.
And maybe you paid her to have sex with her. Take her to an arbitrator
and say, look, she made me think she was wealthy by wearing a fake Burberry hat.
Hey, we got to get
to the entitled to damages. And then just convince them you've been harmed.
We've got to get to your good calls here in the remaining moments. 800-259-9231. I've been enjoying watching you guys go at it here. It's good stuff. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Enough time for your thoughts here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Just a few moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I enjoy all the features there, and if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we will take your money in, reinvest it into the program, and get on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and more radio listeners on board as well, thanks to your contributions. You get perks as well, like access to the AMP-only forum, or the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only commercial-free podcast. Go get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com, and thanks in advance. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you like your talk radio to yell bombastic slogans? Do you like to hear words like bombastic used in a sentence? Can you order Lysander Spooner, Peter Kropotkin, Emma Goldman, and Murray Rothbard by beard length? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Thinking Liberty is a show for you. Thinking Liberty, the audio broadcast that turns listeners into DHS-certified extremists. Tune in live Tuesdays.
Who wrote that one?
Bile did.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, Bile's very clever. However, yeah. I think about the voice of Tennyson. The soothing voice. It's like having Barry White an anarchist podcast for you. Go to thinkingliberty.net.
Yeah, go for Tennyson's voice if nothing else. And great voice. I'm very jealous. I do not like my voice. I'd pay Tennyson to trade.
I don't like yours. This is because it's nasally like mine, and people get confused.
Let's continue here with your calls. Sonny is on the line in South Dakota. On the amp lines. Hello, Sonny.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to go back a little bit to the topic earlier about evolution and to bring to you another term that I like to use in regards to social evolution, and that's emergence. But on the topic of change and emergence, I wanted to emphasize the fact you guys are always talking about is that we need to really emerge into a new type of society out of the old ideas and mainly being government.
Like a phoenix from the ashes.
He doesn't use the word emerge, sure. But he uses the word evolution, and you're making a correlation. I understand.
But basically, another thing I wanted to mention in terms of changing out of old ideas into new ideas, you talk about government, but there's this other idea that's so prominent, people hardly ever even question it, and that's the nature of money as something that seems to be, and always has been, I understand, something very useful to people, but how can you get rid of government, really, when government is a monetary institution, and how do you deal with the facts that as long as there is money, there's people that will be willing to, like the bureaucrats and the people that you're talking about, they wouldn't do any of these things if they didn't need to make money all the time, so I'm suggesting
Do you want to break down what money is, and not the government version, but the idea of money, which is just an advanced form of trade?
The most commonly exchanged resource.
Well, I think that's an oversimplification.
Gold and silver is a great form of money.
Yeah, it's a bit of an oversimplification of money, I think, to call it just the most common resource?
Commonly exchanged resource.
Well, that's sort of claiming that there's only one specific money, when in fact, really, money is just sort of an abstraction for anything that's the sort of practical for facilitating trade. It's just sort of an advanced form of trade. I could always just trade berries with you for your carpenter work, for instance.
Yeah,
but
I don't need carpenter work right now,
and so on.
It's a widely, it's a medium of exchange, more widely accepted than
there
others.
There can be lots of monies. There's not just one kind of money.
So where are you going with that?
There's the government monopoly on money.
Where I was going with that is that if these people, that like bureaucrats, politicians, and all of their corrupt behavior wasn't influenced by their constant need and the competitive behavior and the wanting to have more, and even if it's just for the basics, just to survive, people will do these things for money, whether it's government or something alternative to government that is equally criminal.
I would say that
you don't emphasize that we need to enhance the prosperity of everybody and evolve out of the monetary system. At a point when technology gets to be
good enough that it can essentially take away want and lack, then you really won't have need for a government any longer, except when you want to kick people's teeth in for not praying to Jesus on Sunday or whatever it is that you, in whatever way you want to control their behavior, sort of from a vice standpoint. So it's true that sometime in the future that I think that want and lack will be taken care of by technological advances. And I think we're relatively close when you look at the fact that they've got these printers that can kind of print objects out of plastics. Have you heard of these things?
I've heard of all kinds of technologies, and you're totally talking in like my terms. This is exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
We're on the precipice of this major change in our technological advancement.
Indeed.
But I want to address that. We could eliminate poverty and the need for people to compete against each other for limited resources.
I think we're moving in that direction. I think money might be something that we evolve away from just because it just becomes there will be a point when property is actually trivial.
But
when it's trivial, you won't be able to place value on it anymore.
Right, but even when that happens,
exactly.
even when the device is created that will eliminate want and lack and scarcity, then you're still going to have a period of time of sort of getting used to it, evolving into this this sort of governmentless or this the government that you get to choose of your own making or whatever society. That much is true, and I think today we need to think about what that society would look like so that we can speed that, even if what you're talking about, the technology manages to make it before the rest of us do. Yeah. I would like to get to that point where we're actually looking at that before technology has created a world without want, lack, and need.
We're not just evolving in terms of technology, but we're also evolving our social structures. And I think as we evolve our social structures, part of that process, it really, government's more about power than money. It just uses money to get that power. But the part of evolving that social structure is finding peaceful ways for us to work together for our mutual benefit. And that's evolving along with technology. And that's also something that's going to increase prosperity and reduce want and reduce lack.
Won't have much crime either, because the majority of crime is based on the fact that people need to get stuff, either to get drugs or
stuff in general. And the way we deal with crime makes that situation even worse, and so makes crime worse, really. So
if you want to rape someone, you will be able to go into a holodeck and do such a thing, and you'll never actually harm a real person, just big pixels or whatever it is that they do. So I think that you'll virtually eliminate crime in that world too.
I agree very much, and I firmly believe that A society based on the ideas of reciprocity and cooperation will be far more effective in enhancing freedom and prosperity than the competition over limited resources, including the competition over money.
Very good. Thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it.
I agree. You know what's interesting about that is...
competition is what's going to get us to the point that you create that machine that is going to change the world.
Well, I think that there is the idea that we will evolve away from money and even the notion of property just because it will become trivial and you can't place value on it when there's no scarcity. So there's that, but I think there's also the notion of, in the meantime, like part of the steps to that, money is actually crucial to that because you have to look at... money is incentive based. Money is a peace based method of getting people to do what you want or to get cooperation out of people or whatever it is. If I want something from you, whether it's a thing or a service or whatever, I can either incentivize you and not just with a physical type of money, but I can incentivize you with abstract things like my friendship and doing nice things for you and, you know, but it's incentive based instead of punishment based. It's like, if you do what I want, I won't hurt you. That's the stick. Mm. Money is the carrot. So money is really a form of peaceful interaction.
Right, a peaceful incentivizing. And I think even in a world where you've created this technology that can take away scarcity, that you will have, you'll still have Cain rising up against Abel and striking him down for this kind of jealousy reason or whatever. I think that people will, far less crime will exist, but you'll still have those situations. And I think that competition will still exist even in a world where there's not much to compete for because there'll be these ethereal things to compete for, you know?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, you're saying we're never going to be perfect, and I agree.
Humans are still going to run races to see whether I can beat the skinny guy across the table. And by the way,
we're gonna
I can run faster than you.
We're going to get a lot better, but we're not going to be perfect. Yeah.
I mean, competition's built into the hairless monkey that we are. You don't think I can outrun you?
Maybe you can.
I'll challenge you right out here on the street. I'll bet whatever's in my wallet.
You've been running or something like that?
No, I think I'm just faster than you. I've got bigger muscles in my legs.
Yeah, maybe they'll do it. Yeah.
Not as far as you can run.
Ian might be more streamlined, and he's lighter weight. Yeah,
people give credit to the skinny guys, and they just don't. credit for what?
Hey, we are out of time here tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Of course, join us tomorrow night for our live Saturday edition. And don't forget our live Sunday internet-only edition also coming up this weekend. I don't know who's hosting it, but somebody is. Luther, maybe? It's not you, right, Dale?
Not me. I would be, but I think I switched.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.